Annie Dugan is the curator for the Duluth Art Institute and our host for Where's Art every Monday morning here on Northland Morning. Good morning, Annie. How are you?
Good morning, Chris. I am doing fabulous. And you?
Just fine. It's a great day outside.
It is a great day, and we have a great week ahead for art in the community. We have on Tuesday, we have a really special opening. Ann Clefstead has been working for the past year or so at the Government Services Center. So this really sort of brutalist structure on First Street, you know, that serves a really important role in our community. The city gave or looked to the community for public artwork. They were redoing the Government Services Center, and a percentage of that cost of redoing it went back in to look for public art, and Ann Clefstead was one of those artists from our area that was asked to create public art. And on Tuesday from 1 to 3, there'll be a opening for what she did in the plaza of the Government Services Center. And I think it's a really interesting project because she's bringing nature. Nature's sort of creeping through the cracks, so to speak, of this facility in a really wonderful and caring way. I think, you know, a lot of people use that space in a time of crisis, or, you know, things might be difficult in their life, but they come upon this area that Anne has created, and it's really quite beautiful. It's she's calling it the estuary public art piece, and she has the benches that she's created sort of look like almost bog lily pads coming out for you to sit on and hold you, and then there's all these little different creatures that have ventured into the city that are part of it. There's bronze foxes and squirrels and these animals that sort of exist between both the urban environment as well as the natural environment. And I think that that's a great metaphor for Duluth as well, because so many people, you know, have that real important connection with the land, but also are in an urban environment.
Is that a permanent exhibit, or is it just on display?
It is. It's permanent structures. It's permanent public art. So they're part of that sort of waiting area just outside the Services Center. There's actually three artists. It's Ann Clefstead, Ron Benson, and then a third artist from outside the community, but still in Minnesota, that all created artwork, public artwork, permanent public artwork for the Government Services Center. So you'll be able to see all three of those, or at least, for sure, at least two of them on Tuesday. So that'll be really interesting. Then on Friday, the Duluth Art Institute is doing their second annual Bob Ross paint-along. Bob Ross, of course, is the much-loved TV, PBS paint-along painter, and we are doing a special autumnal scene along with Bob. So
all right,
if you look online at the Duluth Art Institute, you can sign up for that. You sign up, and we watch Bob eat pizza and paint alongside of him. So it's a great way to end the week with
and
Bob.
And make happy
Ross.
Trees.
We make some happy trees. And speaking of happy trees, on Thursday, Karen Savage Blue, who just opened an exhibit at the Duluth Art Institute last week, on Thursday is going to have a public talk this Thursday about the work that she's been doing. She did, a couple years ago, she did a 365 a painting a day for a year. So she did a lot of trees. She did a lot of happy trees. And she'll talk about that. She'll talk about the work that came out after that work, because that certainly led her on a path of painting in an interesting way. So Thursday at 5:30 in the galleries, Karen Savage Blue will tell us all about it.
Great. That sounds fantastic. What a great week.
Yeah, it's a wonderful week in Duluth for art.
Well, thanks, Annie, so much for letting us know all about it.
Thanks so much, Chris. Take care.
You too.
Bye.
Annie Dugan, the curator of the Duluth Art Institute, here on Northland Morning, our host for Where's Art, every Monday morning.